We are continuing Meretz Hashem in Perek Yudalet, chapter 14 in Sefer Shoftim, and it is here that the Navi begins to tell us about the maturation of Shimshon and the very strange story that Shimshon sets his eyes upon a Philistine, a Plishti girl, says to his father, "I'd like to marry her." Parents obviously not very supportive of this shidduch, but there are many other things that are happening in this story. The Navi then kind of inserts there something quite fascinating, which is the first time that we see of the incredible strength of Shimshon, that as Shimshon is one day going down to meet his bride-to-be, he encounters a full-grown lion, and he tears the lion apart with his bare hands. A little while later, he happens upon that scene, and he finds something interesting, which is there's like a beehive that formed in the cavity of the carcass of the lion. And so he goes ahead and he scoops up some honey, he eats it, and he brings home honey for his parents. And interestingly enough, the Rashi points out there was something amazing. The Malbim points out that this idea that he took honey, obviously honey that forms in the cavity of an animal, of a dead animal, especially again a non-kosher animal, is not going to really be fit for consumption. But interestingly enough, the Malbim points out something fascinating. The Malbim says, "Ba'avor shehalach lakach isha miplishtim, nichshal le'achol davar tamei." Ultimately, because he went ahead and he was going to marry a Philistine woman, he desired something impure, i.e. the honey from the cavity of the body of the lion. Kimo she'amru chazal, hunis av ledavar tamei. Shimshon wanted something impure, i.e. the Plishti girl, and therefore, again, he ended up consuming something impure in the honey as well. And of course, again, the Navi teaching us a concept that we know all too well, of avira goreres avira, that literally, again, sinful behavior causes additional sinful behavior. And this is not a punishment as much as it is just a cause and effect. We are creatures of habit. And so when we create for ourselves certain negative habits and we get into certain negative behaviors, it creates a trajectory for us. As Chazal also tells, "Bederach she'adam noseh leilech molichin oso," Hashem sees the path that we want and He helps us go on it. Meaning, and that's not even HaKadosh Baruch Hu steering me towards sin. That's human nature. When I begin to cultivate negative traits and negative behaviors, unfortunately, what becomes as a one-time thing, a two-time thing, then what starts out perhaps as episodic, then becomes ingrained negative behavior. Therefore, so much of life is not recognizing that the decisions we make in the here and now don't just impact the here and now. Every time we do something, every decision we make, we are beginning to create a pattern for ongoing behavior. So Shimshon made this choice to go ahead and marry this Plishti girl. Now, even though there were other things at work over here, right? This was part of the beginning of the story where Shimshon was going to become an antagonist to the Plishtim. But nevertheless, Chazal understood that this was a mistake. And that one mistake led to another mistake, which was the consumption of this impure food and then feeding it to others. We must be so vigilant and we must be so careful with the decisions that we make in life, for they not only impact the here and now, they not only impact the moment in which we are making that decision, executing that action, but every single decision, every single action puts us on a course, puts us on a trajectory. We must choose wisely now so that we put ourselves on the right path for the future.